blood. Won't you be my Yeti already? 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 Welcome to the 2019 Round 1 Monster Madness Tournament. This is Round 1, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Toby. Along with me are my co-hosts. Please introduce yourselves.
Kristen.
Addison.
Rudy. And
no.
We have a producer.
I was hoping he was watching his movies.
No, I can press pause because I know there's some pretty important contestants in this contest.
He's gotta be a big boy. Movies.
He's Netflix and chilling by himself.
Yeah, you know, it's a really hard dating environment. That's actually why I've talked Toby into doing this crypto tournament, so I can find a date.
Oh.
People really? Don't date anymore.
Yeah.
You keep your dirty paws off my fur fish. Yeah, nasty.
That's the one I'm looking at, girl.
Just because it's soft doesn't mean it's nice.
You don't know.
Nope.
Well, obviously
it's like my Pokemon and my ball. I know. My shit.
It's super
nasty.
Effective.
So, what we're doing on this episode, if you didn't listen to the inaugural episode, if you didn't listen to last year's tournament,
you guys suck.
You suck. You
and you should check this out.
Yeah. I'm sorry, you don't suck. We love you.
Yeah, a little bit. So, what we're doing is I've got my two champions. We're going with my two first.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about them.
All right.
And then we're going to debate some stats. And then, unlike last year, we're going to battle them today on this episode that you're listening to with your ears.
What?
We're going to battle them.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about this last time. Never mind.
Yes. Yeah. Shouldn't be no surprise to you. Like you're acting. But hey, I appreciate it, though. It adds suspense.
Till I ruined it.
Yeah.
Ruined my own suspense.
Okay. So my two cryptids that we're talking about, and they're arguably cryptids. They're mythological. One's a mythological creature.
Well,
but
so is mine. One of mine.
I still feel that fine. Fits in the cryptid realm.
It does.
Okay. Okay. So I'm not crazy.
Yeah. They're listed on cryptid websites. It's fine.
So today I have my champions, which are the leprechaun and the goatman.
And the goatman, huh?
Yeah, no one. I was kind of expecting some kind of woohoo.
Let's be real. Nobody's excited enemy. About these two.
We're not rooting for you.
Yeah, they want their champions to win. They have their champions. We talked about it in the inaugural episode. Go listen to that if you don't know who everyone's champions are. So this one, we're spotlighting my champions. Who do y'all want to hear about first? Leprechauns or goatmen?
Let's get the leprechaun out of the way because he sucks, and then we can do the
boring.
Goatman. I'm going to start a Twitter campaign. Is that down with Toby's cryptids? All right. Nobody wants Toby's cryptids to win.
Okay, so the leprechauns or... Now, I'm going to butcher all this, so this is typical Toby stuff, so just deal with it.
Yep. So good to be back.
Luch or Pain? Lurican? Lurachamane? Let me try that one again. Lurachmane? I don't know. Anyways.
Why do you do this to
yourself? Lagardhan. Well, I want there, because there's a reason that I'm naming all these, because it goes along with the stories.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of Lu in there. Like, whatever.
Yeah.
So, these cryptids can mostly be found in Ireland.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're from Georgia. Or Alabama, I'm sorry.
Well, most of the sightings that I have that I'm going to talk about are actually from the States. So.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprising.
So,
the movies don't count, by the
you
way.
All, okay, never mind. I'm getting it mixed up with my goat man research.
Okay.
I don't have a lot of sightings, but I have a lot of lore that is from Ireland and stuff like that.
Right.
Or Alabama. The Alabama leprechaun.
Yeah.
So a leprechaun is a tiny elf or fairy. They stand between 2 and 3 feet tall. Sometimes they have red hair. Sometimes they have beards. They have wrinkles on their face, most of the time. They can be seen wearing an old-timey coat, usually with brass buttons, and a nice brimmed hat.
each region might tweak the look a little bit, like how the cuts of the coats are and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But usually they're just generally fancy. And usually they have a vest of some sort and also have buckles on their boots. Some say silver, some say brass. So it just depends.
Right.
Most early accounts say that they would wear red. It wasn't until the 20th century that people started saying they wore green. So really, red was the color of their choice, okay. not this green. I think that's just what we've decided since that's...
Well, I guess throwing up red beer...
Or everybody's colorblind.
Throwing up red beer would not be that good. You know, throwing up green beer is a little better, I guess. You know.
So in the late 1700s, when an Irish poet named William Allingham wrote about a leprechaun, he was dressed in green. So that's one of the first written green leprechauns. So usually leprechauns are seen as very intelligent. They aren't very friendly, but they aren't aggressive either. Mm-hmm. They're known for being tricksters, but not to people who aren't trying to harm them. Usually it's just the ones that are trying to trap them or, you know, trying to find their gold.
Right.
So they'll be dicks to those people. And these creatures are very nimble and very quick.
Oh, I see what you're trying to do here.
Yeah, see? Yeah.
You're building up your stance.
They usually hide their treasure in underground burrows. The entrances usually look like a hollow tree or a rabbit hole. They're very good at disguising their hiding spots. They do have magical powers, and they can vanish into thin air.
Ooh.
Just like in our Alabama leprechaun episode.
Mm-hmm.
Go listen to that. If you do catch them, in some stories they can grant you 3 wishes. Kind of like an evil genie, though.
Right.
So if you catch them, you ask them for a wish, they're going to look for the loophole, and they're going to try to screw you over.
So unless you're very specific,
yes,
they're going to dick you around.
Yes, just like our producer.
Just don't talk much. Hey, he's quiet with his movies.
I'm just keeping it quiet.
Thank you.
So, yeah, but you don't want to... You need to be very careful about how you word these wishes. It's believed that the leprechauns are also cobblers and bankers for the fairy folk.
Oh.
So they're the one keeping all the finances and straight and in order for all the...
all the fairies. Other fairies.
Yeah, yeah.
The nymphs.
Yeah.
And the, okay. All right.
But they're cobblers, too. And...
Hold on. That's shoes, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And the reason they have to be cobblers is because they dance so much... That they wear out their shoes.
Gotcha. All right. That makes sense.
So, which is a good detail to know that they're very fit.
They're dancers. Yeah.
Fucking leprechaun.
I'll see them out dance the acid of a Mongolian death worm. Little bastards.
Well, they don't have the finesse of a furfish. I'm just telling you that right now. Shit.
So they usually carry 2 pouches with them. One with silver coins that will magically reappear in the pouch once they pay for something.
Broke bitches.
Well, they're bankers. Yeah, of course they're going to be unlimited.
But here's the catch.
Little thieving
with
bastards.
The second pouch.
Uh-huh.
The second pouch, they carry a magical gold coin. And they use this... to bribe people. Like if you caught a leprechaun, they'll be like, well, I could give you these wishes or I could give you this gold coin. So it's their
tricky
get out
bitch.
Of, it's their get out of jail free card.
Right.
Here's the catch, because they're tricksters.
Yeah.
As soon as they get away, the coin disappears.
And it returns back to the little pouch, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those shifty little bastards.
Yeah. So I got a pretty smart cryptid right here.
Based on that, he could actually probably get away from one of my cryptids.
I know. We'll see. This is where it's going to be fun to debate the stats and everything.
Because
you're going to be
a really a cryptid, though. Like,
kind of.
Yeah, we still think it is.
No, you think it is. That's why you think it is, because you want to put it in this. It's a human being fighting against monsters.
it's a fairy.
Yeah, it's a fairy. So
it's a type of fairy.
It is.
Yeah, I don't think that's fair. I'm just going to throw that out there right now.
Well,
got a coin.
You're mad that your fur fish could get bribed into letting the leprechaun get
away. It's too smart for that. I'm just saying. But I do feel for your Groot thingy over there.
Yeah.
It's going to be love struck by the leprechaun and be like, oh, I want your gold coin. You know, I'm a gold digger.
Well, succubus. No. The succubus needs to worry.
No, not really. She ain't all about that. The old school one isn't anyway.
Right. Yeah, I don't know much
leprechaun
about that.
Better watch out for the
succubus. Like, I know I can't get none, so I'm not even worried about that little bitty leprechaun dick.
So, usually, like, when
2 to 3 feet tall? No.
Oh, no. You're not man enough. You're not ugly.
Succubus
enough.
Wants at least 6 feet.
I'm one of them hard to get kind of women. I'm going to want a hot Addison. Thing and you ugly.
Yeah, Addison. Yeah. Succubus.
Tall, pretty
See,
boys.
I didn't say this one. I'm sorry.
It's the second time that they brought it up. No. But you know what? I'm just gonna accept it and run with it and whatever.
I thought she'd be on her phone if she wasn't paying attention, so yeah, you know, get away with it.
However, I don't want to be like the old timey one that you're going for. I want to be like the new
hot, curvy
one. Yeah.
No, that ain't how it's gonna
then
be.
Then I'm out. Like the little, I'm going home.
Well, I'm naming my succubus Addison.
Oh my gosh.
Makes sense.
Only with a Y.
Addison.
Okay. I'll say how it is.
Well, that's pretty... Well, that's
not
kind
the
of...
the same name.
Well, that's
I'm
going to
kick you in
new
the face.
School. That's a new school naming of your succubus.
I know. Right. I know little girls and like...
Yeah. That's new naming.
Oh, new... never mind then. Toby, continue. I'm
if
sorry.
You want to go to the back end, you better put it like a little...
Well, okay.
Accent thing above the eye.
No. Succubus don't do no back thing. Nothing. Let's go.
All so they do is suck.
The leprechauns, when you think of leprechauns now, you know, we see the like the drunken little people kind of leprechaun.
Yeah.
I see the leprechaun movie.
Yeah. Or you think of the horror movie Leprechaun. There may be some confusion because that's not my leprechaun.
Really?
Not my leprechaun at all.
He doesn't drink?
It well, ain't. I mean, they may
dance.
They dance.
Gotta be some drinking involved.
There might be some partying a little bit, but yeah. There's another kind of cryptid that's kind of related to them.
But is it the Lucky Charms?
No, it might be. We'll see. But this one's related. It's called a Cluricon. Cluricon. And it's a relative to the leprechaun, but they basically, I don't know if you want to say haunt or protect, but they usually hang out in bars and wine cellars and just get toasted. So oh, but it's a cousin. Now
that's my kind of family member.
Now this could,
we all have that cousin.
This could just be a leprechaun on a bender.
That's
right,
you know. So yeah, that's kind of,
so they were like, that's not really a leprechaun.
That's
the
like
other
we don't claim it.
That's yeah. What I was about to say. It's like when you you don't claim that family member, you're like, yeah, that's my uncle, but
he's a third, you know, removed cousin. He's not really family.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
So, you know, just throwing that out there, that they're not all drunks.
Right.
I think they try to distance themselves from the drunks.
Yeah, so they call them something different.
So mine are pretty sober and straight-laced when they're going into battle.
Right.
If you see what I'm saying.
So in other words,
as long as one of our cryptid brings some kind of alcohol, we'll be golden.
Oof. Yeah, or music.
Yeah.
Get the little bastard to dancing.
So, leprechauns are often thought of as descendants of, I'm going to butcher all this, Tutha de Dananan. And that's like a beautiful godlike people mm-hmm. who were the first settlers on Ireland in some kind of lore.
Okay.
The long story short is they had a king named Lu. And when he died, they had many, many years of peace until some kind of war broke out, and that very pretty godlike people, I'm not going to try to pronounce the name again, they were forced to move into the mountains and move underground.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, you know, when you're in a smaller place and, you know, you used to stand tall and proud, and now you're in the caves and you kind of hunch over, and yeah. Over time you evolve.
Evolution.
And you get smaller. Yep. Yeah, you devolve. So that's where some people think that this the Lu came from like the other names that I was trying to pronounce it.
Right.
I'm going to go like Lutropane or whatever it is. So it's Lu because it's his people and they're small. And there's also I think that Lutropane word is supposed to translate to like small people or uh-huh. something. So leprechaun, Lutropane,
right.
Whatever, or however right. you pronounce it. But that's how they maintain living in the burrows, and that's why they hide their stuff, you know, in holes and trees and stuff like that.
Yeah, they're just going back to their roots.
Their orders.
So another
I can maybe relate to a leprechaun.
You're just getting smaller. You're just hunching over all the time.
No, hoarding. Thank you very much.
She buries her shit out back in the holes.
Fucking getting smaller.
If any of that fine china of hers disappears, just look under a tree.
Fucking like a dog with a bone.
Yep.
So another,
no one's getting this shit.
That or she's burying a body. Toby's disappeared.
Yeah. If I go missing, check my backyard.
If we don't have a host for next show, you know what happened.
Another story is that they are a creation of a fairy and a human getting down and dirty.
Whoa.
How does that even... Nope.
Well, fairies aren't like small like Tinkerbell like you would think. Some are actually bigger. And like the fairy folk, there's a lot of different kind. That's why I still feel like they fit into the...
Hollywood's fucked us up.
She beat me to it. I was going to say something about California being full of fairies. But...
No. I said Hollywood. No. I said Hollywood movies like Tinkerbell, Peter Pan.
Oh, wow. I completely just destroyed our listener base in California, didn't I?
Yep.
Can we edit that out?
I'm not part of that. That's not me. Well. I was saying Hollywood as in movies, Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, Julia Roberts. That's what I was going for.
Ooh, all right. I will be seeing you guys later.
It was nice the show.
Yep.
I'm removing myself off all social media again.
That means that Choot and Hoot won't win the fucking...
So, in 1888, a collection of Celtic lore was written by D.R. I'm going to say McAnally, but I know that's not it.
It's McAnally?
McAnally.
No, that's McAnally.
McAnally.
I like that one better.
I knew as soon as I was about to say it out loud, because I hadn't heard this. I read all this and I was writing it down. But as soon as I was reading it just now, I was like, I'm going to say McAnally and someone's going to make fun of me.
All right.
Okay, so McConnelly, there we go. This is why we get bad reviews, is because of me. I hope everyone got a laugh out of that. Anyway, so he wrote that the leprechaun's father...
Sorry.
He wrote that the leprechaun's father was an evil spirit and his mother was a degenerate fairy. And yet he was neither wholly good nor wholly evil. And that...
So he's his neutral ground?
Yeah. Well, like I was saying earlier, leprechauns are only dicks if you're a dick to them. Like, they don't really care about you unless you mess with them.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not going to do anything good for you just because.
Right.
So, but...
they just exist.
He also wrote that there aren't any female leprechauns because they're kind of, like, I guess... When I was reading it, I was thinking it's because they're kind of like an abomination of an evil spirit and a fairy folk. You know, it's something that's not supposed to be. Like if a demon and an angel...
Gotcha.
Or like the Nephilim when the angels mated with humans. Like,
right.
It wasn't supposed to happen, so you created this crazy thing.
So the female leprechauns just weren't supposed to happen.
Right.
Okay.
That's just what I think. I don't know. I didn't read that anywhere.
So then how do they... No.
Leprechauns don't reproduce. That's what I would think. Well, it could be a magic thing, but I was just thinking that it's just constant spirits and fairies.
Because you got to think, if there's a woman leprechaun, she looks just like the Bride of Chucky out there.
And then there's other stories that say that leprechauns are actually evolved from fallen angels.
Mm.
And that's why they've got so many powers.
That's not what the movie says.
So, guys... Let's talk stats for my leprechaun.
I feel like
you get to choose your stats.
We're choosing them right now. This is the debate portion of it.
So as a refresher, what are the four stats again?
We got speed, attack, strength, and intelligence.
We definitely ain't speed with them tiny legs.
Okay, so out of 100 points, we only have 100 points to spend on this. Okay. I'm proposing
a piece.
Yeah, no, that's we're not going to make him average across the board. He's more than average.
I'm going to say let's do 30 for intelligence.
I think 30's fair. 30, okay.
And I'd say 30 for speed.
30 for speed.
And then we do
20.
Well, okay. attack. I don't think he's got any straightforward attacking ability.
He's more a trickster when he comes to
attack. He's a trickster, so I think, and we're using strengths as, like, special abilities, sort of.
Okay. Like fighting methods?
Yes, so...
Because more than likely, he's going to set something up above you, and he's going to trick you into walking into it and drop it on you.
There we go. So I would say, and that also plays into his intelligence, too. So... Right. I would say his attack, because he doesn't have...
25.
No. I'd say 10 for attack.
I'd even say 5. 5 or
okay.
10.
Okay.
And he's want to put those monies, the little points, somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. You can put the points in his stats.
We'll stick with 10. So that gives us... Right now, we are at 70.
So you have 30 more points. You want to do that for strength?
I think 30. So how do y'all feel about that? 30 speed, 10 attack... 30 strength and 30 intelligence.
I'm okay with that.
I wouldn't even say it's that fast, but okay.
I don't know.
I'd say 25.
But he can disappear and reappear other places, right?
Yes.
That's not speed, though.
That's part of his strength. That's part of his strength.
But I think his speed, I mean, he's dancing so much that
that's luck. If we had luck on those motherfuckers, we would.
Well, he dances so much.
Oh, yeah, a little buckle on his shoes. I just keep thinking of the movie.
They are hard to catch.
Yeah. Just think. The kids are always after his Lucky Charms. Yeah.
Well, and that's a thing, too, though, because, like, this is still fallen. Even if you say it's not the movie Leprechaun, it is, because even in the movie, this bitch is popping portals over here. Like, he's going from one portal to the next. And
well, then that counts as speed in my running. Book.
Yeah. I'd say, yeah.
Hell, he's throwing a portal and he's just crossing.
It's okay. I have to make a leprechaun trap this weekend anyways, so
you know what?
This unlocked.
Here's this. How about this? I'll take 10 away from his speed and put it towards his strength, because that would be more towards his powers.
No thanks. No. That's fine. Just leave it how it is.
We were all content with what you had.
Well, she's the one that's arguing it.
No, I'm just saying, like, speed can't really necessarily... Because I think speed on foot... Y'all are saying portals kind of speed. That's not. That's like that's like mystical. Like he's throwing a portal and boosh.
Okay, then Toby, take 10 away from speed and put it toward strength or intelligence.
No,
that's not what I'm saying. I'm
How
debating.
How about we divide it? 35.
This fucking team are y'all on? Because this is his thing. I'm trying to debate with y'all.
Well, ultimately, it's his
choice.
Yeah,
but you're on
his
side.
No. I think it should be a group. So what do you think, Kristen? Leave it how it was?
I'll just leave it. God
dang it. Leave it how it was?
Leave it. All right. It's
and when it comes back to bite us in the ass, remember when Kristen said so. Yeah. Just want you to know that.
All right. Okay, so what's going to be his positive land environment?
It sounds like mountains.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Places where he can hide and stuff.
Yeah, I'd say woods.
Well, I don't know.
Because trees do a portal into a tree and come out another tree.
How does it work if they're adaptable?
Well, and plus he can go up in the treetops and hide too.
I would just say we'll just make one the permanent, like, one that's a
permanent
actually,
bonus.
Yeah, the bonus. So I think woods. I think
the
woods.
Woodland's better.
Yeah, we'll do the wooded area. So
you're welcome.
So what would be his negative 10? Are we going to just say water?
Yeah.
Or around that or. An open plain.
Open plain would be
there's nowhere to hide.
Yeah, exactly. He could teleport.
Even if
all
he teleports,
wants.
He's coming out in the same open
I'd say
plain.
Open plain. Okay, open plain.
Still gonna be there. He's like, oh shit. Right.
So that sets our leprechaun up. And how about we take a quick break?
All right.
And when we come back, we will talk about the Goatman.
Le Goatman.
We'll be right back.
Prepare to confiscate the human's possessions. Possession secured. Prepare the probe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Wait a hot second. No need for a probe, man. Why are you doing this anyway?
To learn from your kind. And to obtain your container of treasures.
Container of treasures? Oh, you mean my cryptid crate?
Yes, the cryptid crate you possess. We desire it. We have discovered it to be populated with many objects we find most incredible. Correct. The objects in this container cannot be produced on our home planet.
Well, you don't have to abduct people to get your own cryptid crate.
Elaborate.
Just go to cryptidcrate.com and sign up. On the first of each month, a new box filled with amazing cryptozoology-themed items will come to your mailbox, or spaceship.
Allow us to show appreciation to you, human, for this invaluable information.
Yeah, sure thing. Does this mean you're going to take me back to Earth?
Not exactly.
And we are back.
Yay.
And it's time to talk about the second contestant, the Goat Man.
So thrilled, everybody.
I know. I feel like all my excitement got just fucking vacuumed out of this room into a fucking void.
Oh, wait. I got it. Yay.
Yeah. He's going to edit in crowd cheering right after that and all that dead space.
Golly. Y'all are killing me. Jesus.
Because I think they're cheater cryptids.
Okay, so.
They got legs.
Whatever.
Let me tell you. Well, you picked your own, dingus. Yeah.
I didn't know how hardcore people were going to go.
Oh, I brought my A game.
Human being.
We're very competitive. I don't know.
No, I brought my S-class game. It's not even play with the A game anymore.
Right. So, the Goatman. There's so many places you can find Goatman legends. Kentucky has a Goatman around the Louisville. Is it Louisville, called the Popelick Monster. Beltsville, Maryland has a Goatman. Texas has the Lake Worth Monster. That's real close to Lake Worth.
Right.
We also have Goatman's Bridge.
We have the Goatman Bridge in Denton, Texas, which is very close to us. Tennessee and many other places have Goatman creatures as well. So, I mean, Goatman's everywhere.
Can't get rid of the damn goat man.
Nope. So there's been sightings happening since 1950. Now, most of these legends say that this creature is half man and half goat, the head being the head of a goat, along with the bottom half being the hooves and stuff. The Popelick Monster, though, and this is Toby Math. This is but apparently no. This is how it was written. It said that it was part goat, part human, part sheep.
Really,
that's the Popelick Monster. So it's still a goat man, but it was just weird that it's kind of like Man Bear Pig to me. It's part goat, part human, part sheep. So it's also been reported to be a half man, half goat. With fur and scales in some of the cases.
Where'd the scales come from?
I don't know. So there's different sightings. And,
been
you know,
crossing territory with my fur fish?
that's
yeah. Dipping in on the ladies or
yeah,
what?
I guess so.
He got lucky.
But yeah, so there's different types of Goatman. Lots of claimed pictures of Goatman show the fur being different colors, like white, brown, or black. Sometimes they actually have fur on the upper part of their body. You know, like, sometimes it's, like, your sexy, muscular man who's just tanned and everything, but sometimes they do have fur on the man part of the body, but they usually always have, you know, like I said, the goat head and the goat legs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But they do have, like, the man-like arms and chest and shoulder, but just covered in fur. So, some of the reports report these goat men at being at 6 foot tall. And they do walk around on their hind legs, like they walk on two legs. So, unlike...
Their two other goat legs are just dangling?
No, they have...
They have arms.
Their bottom leg, your legs would be goat legs, while your top part being human, and then you'd have a goat head.
So it's not like the horseman.
It's not like the Minotaur?
Minotaur. No, Minotaur is... Yeah, Minotaur is the same way, only it's a bull's head. I think it's centaur.
Centaur, that's right. It's not like the centaur. It's not like a full goat and then a man on top of it.
That'd be fun, though.
That would be worse. Yeah, yeah, no, it's only got two legs.
Ride itself into battle.
So in most stories, the goat man will terrorize teenagers, chase cars, kill dogs, and sometimes other animals. Sometimes he is armed with an axe, and he usually can be found in the woods or under bridges.
Troll.
In some stories, he can actually mimic people's voices hypnotize to lure you to your death. And there's one tale that I read where he can shapeshift, but I only saw this in one, so I'm not including that in my Goatman.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my Goatman.
Mike Oatman's not going to be a little whore.
So one story has a regular farmer who went crazy after teenagers took his goats, and now he spends his time terrorizing teenagers for revenge. It's just a simple story of his goats were stolen and he drove them crazy. He's the goat man. This one I found really interesting because this is right here in our neck of the woods. Mm-hmm. Denton, like I was saying a minute ago, like we are literally 30 minutes away from Denton. I want to go investigate this place one day.
Wait, I've been to Gutman's Bridge.
Is this not? This is what Bobby said.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I didn't forget you, Bobby. In a very similar tale to the other one where, you know, a goat farmer, this is a lot like that one. So this Goatman's Bridge connects Denton and Copper Canyon, which I don't know where the hell Copper Canyon is. But the legend goes that a black goat farmer named Oscar Washburn had recently moved a little north of the bridge. This would have been around August 1938 is what I read. But apparently Oscar was known around town as the Goat Man because he was a goat farmer.
Uh-huh.
He hung a sign from this from the Goatman Bridge, which is actually called the Alton Bridge, saying "This way to the Goatman" to advertise that he sold goats. I guess.
Uh huh.
You know, you're a farmer. You're selling goats. Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently, the area had some Klansmen.
Oh, this story. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they didn't take too kindly to him and the success he was having selling goats.
Right.
So they end up kidnapping Oscar, and they took him to the bridge to hang him. They tied the noose around his neck, they tied the other end to the bridge, and they shoved him over. When they went to look over the bridge to try to see him hanging there, it was just the noose. He was gone.
Oh. Now, was this immediate, or I've heard stories where they came back later, and he was gone?
See? I don't know. See, this is... I want to deep dive into this one later. Uh-huh. This is just the Cliff Notes.
Right.
I want to go there and explore.
This is the bridge that caused a controversy a few years ago because they were filming, like, the History Channel or the Learning Channel, something like that, was filming there. They were doing a reenactment. Somebody drove by, saw Klansmen walking on the bridge, and thought Jesus. It was real.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
wow. And so they blew it up on social media, and of course, it was a documentary, and nobody apologized for it.
Well,
no, I mean, like, the people who started it.
Oh, started the uproar.
Started the uproar? Nothing.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't even bother to look into what's going on.
Whoever made the documentary, I'd be like, we're not apologizing.
Because they were just filming a reenactment at the time. Right. And somebody drove by and saw it and took pictures like, oh, hell no, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And it turned into a big nothing.
That's crazy. We need to look into that story. This whole, that'd be fun. We'll deep dive into this. But anyways. So they thought that he ended up escaping, whether it was later or right then and there. They ended up going back to the farm and killing his wife and his children. And even his goats.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. That's messed up.
So in some cases, people say that he changed into a goat man-like figure. Others say he's just a ghostly man that's called the goat man that wants revenge. But apparently, if you cross this bridge at night without any lights, when you get to the other side, the goat man will be waiting for you.
Ooh, I want to go.
I want to go, too.
I do.
I kind of want to challenge it. So, anyways.
Swear to God, if somebody shows up in a...
We're not going to tell anyone the date that we do it.
Okay, good. All right, yeah, let's not announce it on anywhere, all right?
But, I wanted to say it just because it was a close local legend. Uh-huh. I thought it was kind of neat. I don't know if it's necessarily goat man like my goat. So, I've got other goat men to tell you about.
Right.
A very interesting picture of a goat man by Laurel. In Laurel, which I don't know where Laurel was, but it's by Ryan Davis. So I think if you type in Ryan Davis goat man or Laurel goat man, it's supposedly a picture of a goat man in daylight. And it kind of looks like a bear. But when you look at its head, it looks like a goat's head. But then there's another picture where it kind of looks like it could be a Bigfoot type creature too.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was kind of interesting just to throw in there. If you want a visual, I don't know what exactly I looked up, but look up Ryan Davis, Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L, Goatman. I'll post it on our Instagram too for easy access.
that works.
Yeah. The Lake Worth monster, Goatman. I have to throw Goatman in there just to clarify that it's not
a river monster.
He was first spotted in July 1969. A newspaper reported the sightings and that the creature jumped out of a tree and landed on a man's car. And then there was another report that he threw a tire at a group of people. The newspaper even posted a picture of what they thought was the actual creature. And in 2009, on the 40th anniversary of the sightings, they started the Lake Worth Monster Bash every October. So this is near Fort Worth.
Huh.
So who wants to go to the Lake Worth Monster Bash?
I don't know. Y'all didn't go on the West Virginia Bash.
I didn't even know about it.
West Virginia? Yeah, you did?
Not until it was like way after the fact, and then I couldn't get off work.
No, we told her.
Well, this is a lot local. This isn't a 13-hour
Yeah, how local is this? Because we're not driving.
It's Fort Worth. We got about an hour drive.
It was horrifying.
So we'll move on to the, because this one, that was just a show of its strength, throwing tires at people and it jumped onto a car from a tree. It's durable. So the Poplic monster, Goatman.
Okay.
He has a few different legends. One being it was a circus freak who vowed revenge for people mistreating him. After he vowed revenge after the train derailed and he got loose or whatever.
Oh.
Another story is of a farmer who sacrificed goats in exchange for satanic powers.
Can confirm. That did happen.
It did happen?
Can confirm, yes.
Oh, okay.
It's good to know.
I wonder what kind of powers... get him back. Get him off his shows.
Yeah, what?
What kind of powers did you grant him by all those goat sacrifices?
Well... You know, he was really asking for a lot, and all he was doing is sacrificing goats, not even virgin goats.
Oh.
So, I mean...
Well, can I ask why goats? Why people think goats are your go-to?
I don't know. Goat blood doesn't even taste that good. It's kind of sour.
So, from the source itself, from you, Satan, what would you prefer as far as sacrifices went?
Oh, man. You know, if you're going to sacrifice anything... probably dolphins.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I figured you'd have said children.
Well, I mean, children's are pretty good, but dolphins are just, they're cocky. I don't know. I don't like their attitude.
Okay, so you're okay with dolphin sacrifices because they're cocky little shits.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, good to know. Okay. I'll make a note of this.
Yeah.
I'll stop bringing you goats.
Yeah, I'd appreciate that. Because...
It's kind of hard to get dolphins, though. I'm going to have to move to Miami.
Hey, good things aren't easy to get to.
Huh?
I can't see you in Miami. Oh,
I could.
Yeah.
A lot of hot Cubans running around Miami.
Yes.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, you do.
Cuban ass.
Okay, back to the goat man.
Same.
Motherfuck.
Okay, who was I talking about? Oh, yeah, so... this farmer, that's his story, is that he sacrificed goats in exchange for satanic powers. The last legend I have is from Beltsville, Maryland. Mm-hmm. This one's my favorite. And this is the goat man we're modeling our contestant.
Okay.
This is a scientist who worked for Beltsville Agriculture Research Center. I said that correctly. I can't believe it. I kind of stumbled.
Don't jinx it. Don't.
I stumbled a little bit, but I saved it, I think.
Right.
He was doing experiments. Now, some stories will say that this is an unnamed scientist. But I do have a name for you in a minute, but we're just going to tell the story.
Okay.
He was a mad scientist. And he was doing work, and or he was doing work for the government, and is now a cover-up. That's
such a cliched story already.
Yeah.
God, no really wonder is. You like it so much.
So he was experimenting on goats, which, hold on, before we continue, the men that stare at goats and stuff, it's not too far-fetched when you start thinking of that kind of stuff.
No, not really.
So I thought that was kind of interesting when I started reading this, and I was like, So one of the experiments backfired, and it caused him to mutate. The mutation made him appear like a half-man, half-goat hybrid. This drove him mad. And on his way out of the building, he grabbed a fire axe and started terrorizing the locals. He started chasing cars and just causing chaos.
So again, with an axe and chasing cars, like other ones.
Apparently he like chopped into cars, like into the hoods and stuff.
Nice.
Now, it's the same story, but the alternative is we actually know the name of the scientist, and his name was Dr. Stephen Fletcher, and he was doing experiments on his assistant, William Lotsford. And, of course, this led to him becoming the Goat Man, escaping and attacking cars. Same story, just with a little more to it.
A little more cliched pizzazz.
Yeah. So, but there's no records of any of this happening.
Or are there?
Or are they, and they're at Area 51.
Yep. Or was it Dulce?
The Dulce base.
Dulce base, yeah.
Now, there is a story in the 1960s of two adults and 12 children getting attacked by a goat man with an axe, but there's no real source or
just a random story.
It's just a random story. It could be a creepypasta. So, that's the goat man.
All right. That's the goat man.
So, now's the time for stats. We're going to do
0000.
You wish.
All right. So, what do we think for speed, attack, strength, and intelligence?
All right. So
now that I know he has 2 feet, not 4.
So, listen into your story. This is what I came up with. If you want to.
Yeah, no, I'm
different. I got for speed, attack, strength, and intelligence, I have 10, 35, 40, and 15.
Jeez, Rudy's on it.
Okay.
Because you didn't really talk about how smart or not he was. If anything, they were driven mad, so I kept it kind of low.
You know, I'm with you. So what'd you say for intelligence?
Intelligence, 15.
15, okay.
Now, speed, I went with 10 because he's got goat legs. Little goaty legs aren't going to be that fast when you're trying to run around and stuff.
It's like me trying to run, but worse.
And with hooves. Hooves, right. I don't know how. Well, I guess horses have hooves.
Yeah, but they're on all fours.
Yeah,
too.
They are on all fours. You know. Hooves on two legs, I don't think you're going to get as much traction.
Right.
Okay, I'm with you.
And now attack, I picked 35 because he's got an axe.
That's right.
And he seems to be able to cut into quite a few things.
Okay, he's a bad mofo.
And I went 40 for strength because there's that hypnotic thing.
Yeah, and the mimic, mentioned. The voice
yeah,
mimicking.
Yeah, and the
thing.
Voice mimicking. So he's got a high skill set.
He's just not very smart if he's going to use it.
Right. Not very smart. He's not very fast, but he's definitely strong, and he's definitely got a pretty good attack thing going on for
okay,
him.
So we said 40. Ladies, what do you think on the goat man? What do you think there's any? Because I agree. I'm with you. I would have said the only thing I would have said is maybe 20 on intelligence and 30 on attack, just because in some stories he is a scientist. But I think you're right with that blind rage.
Yeah, they go mad afterwards.
Going for revenge.
Yeah.
Hate teenagers.
Right.
There's another story about I guess college kids or high school kids on makeout lane and being attacked or something.
By a goat man.
It's real cliche.
I know what I'm doing for Halloween this year. That's all I'm saying.
Goat man?
Yeah. Run around with a goat head, carrying an axe. Now I'm just going to chase people. That's all I'm going to do.
Okay, so ladies, 10 speed, 35 attack, 40 strength, and 15 intelligence. Are y'all good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Do we want to take a break before we actually set the battle into motion?
Well, you need the minuses.
Oh, yeah. So
you're going to fight your own?
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Oh, shit.
I would also say woods are a plus because he did say they lure him into the woods, or he tries to.
Right.
And as far as a minus, the only thing I could really think of is anything water related.
Yeah, maybe. I don't think he would do so well in water at all because your furry. Well, no offense to your fur fish, because I know it's got special fur. But for what we know on this, he doesn't have special fur.
Right. And he's not that
fast. And he wouldn't be able to tread water because of his tiny little goat legs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Exactly. He can't swim. So water
plus
for sure.
Plus, if he's carrying an axe, it's going to be kind of hard to swim.
It's going
to
weigh him down.
Yeah, it's going to weigh him down. Yeah. And he's mad. You know, he's already crazy. So
you're right. Right. Okay. So now that we're set, let's take a little break. Mm-hmm. Build the anticipation.
Sure.
I'll say that right. Anticipation.
There you go.
Build the anticipation. Gosh, I'm an idiot.
Well, yeah, we all know that.
And when we come back, we will we'll wrap this up and battle our contestants.
Yep, let's do it.
For round one, to see who's moving on.
All right, I'm down for this.
We'll be right back.
They say I'm disturbed.
From city to city, an incredible hysterical panic spread.
This is about to get weird.
Join John, Brent, and Conspiracy Bot each week as they clarify conspiracies.
It's the first time euphemism's ever been used in this show, and I appreciate you calling me out on it.
Explore enigmas.
Disregard all known writing and use my method, which only works on this. You'll realize it says, drink rich chocolatey Ovaltine inside the spaceship under the Sphinx.
And probe the paranormal.
Hold on a second. I'm pointing the laser at the wall now. 71... 71.1, 71.2. Admiral Byrd is here.
All of this done with the misguided help of the one and only Conspiracy Bot.
You're all idiots.
Hysteria 51 is a hilarious expedition into the eccentric.
Stop on my joke.
I will when they're good.
Listen and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher. Remember, the truth is out there, but you won't find it here.
Stay woke, meet sex.
An old wine cabinet, said to be possessed by a demon, which invokes nightmares and physical harm. An island full of giant rabbits, said to appear once every 7 years off the coast of Ireland. A rural family that in the dead of winter walked one by one into their barn, but never walked out. The world is full of fascinating mysteries, and the Blurry Photos podcast sheds light on the darkest corners of the unknown. With a new storytelling-focused format, Blurry Photos brings legends to life and examines if there's any fact behind the supposed fictions. Join me, David Flora, as I explore the unexplained and explain the unexplored on the Blurry Photos podcast.
Get the two lamest cryptids out of the way.
Oh, I'm sorry. We started.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah. We are back. We are going to actually battle our cryptids, okay? Now, I've got a randomizer prepared for our lands, uh-huh. our battlefield.
Environments.
So we have the woods, the water, the open plain, the desert, and the mountains, okay? And I'm going to just run it through the randomizer right here. Beep, boop, boop, beep, 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 beep. Open field.
Ooh.
So let's see.
Ooh. Oh, that's a negative to the Leppy.
So
it's down 10.
We need to...
All right, so Goatman stats don't change, but Leprechaun gets a negative 10% to his stats.
Okay, how do we do this? What's 10% of 30?
Three.
Okay.
So he gets his
27.
Yep.
Okay, so hold on.
So his attack's 9 and everything else is 27 too.
Hold on, let me get the right screen pulled up so I can type this in. Okay, so Leprechaun is 27.
Uh-huh. 9. 27 and 27.
Is it 9?
Yeah, because he had a 10% of 10.
Oh, yeah. 1. Okay, so 27. 27. Leprechaun has the handicap.
Yep.
All right. It's time. Leprechaun versus Goatman in an open field.
Oh, no way.
Oh. Okay.
Oh.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, damn.
Oh, my gosh. So Leprechaun's going to punch the Goatman, but it misses.
Oh.
There's a lot of misses back and forth. Holy crap.
There's a lot of sound.
But there's... Oh, let's see.
Like some slapping and kicking.
There's like 70 misses. They're just swinging at each other back and forth. There's 80 misses. Holy cow. I don't know what they're hitting right now.
Apparently nothing.
It's like a girl fight.
The goat
just man, the sound of their hand makes.
Goat kicks the leprechaun in the face.
What?
Yeah, the leprechaun tried to kick the goat man, but he misses. He tried to kick again, but he just falls flat on his ass because he's got those little legs. The goat man punches the leprechaun in the groin and kills him.
What?
The goat man just hit him right in the groin. I mean, Holy cow. Does it say that? Yeah, it says that. It actually says that.
Where did you get that from?
Don't worry about it. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first round
goes to the goat man.
Goes to the goat man.
Okay, now I'm not even worried about your cryptids because the only one I was slightly concerned about was a leprechaun.
Do you hear the crowd? Yeah. Do you hear this crowd? They are so excited. Goat man's going on to the next round.
Well, he had tactical advantage, so, you know, good on him.
Yeah. So, congratulations to the goat man.
See, I'm keeping my stats on point, baby. Goat man's out. Or not, no.
What is this, fantasy cryptids?
Out. Yeah.
Yeah. Who wants to play his bets?
I've already got my stats for my guys already.
Hey, I was pushing for the leprechaun out of my two.
Really?
Like, yeah. Leprechaun has magic on his side.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is.
Before I enter my man, I want to see the program.
I'll show you in a minute.
This fake ass program.
This wasn't a program. I just watched a live feed of them fighting. It was live via satellite.
In the cryptid farm.
On the cryptid. Yeah.
Oh my God. The cryptid prison cell.
They were on a retreat.
Well, got the shank, bitch.
Do you think this was an upset or do you think.
No, I think it kind of played out. Goatman had pretty damn good stats. He had good attack and good strength.
But he wasn't smart.
Well, no. I mean,
But in a fight, do you need intelligence or do you just need that blind rage?
It depends. That blind rage.
I feel like. I know, but here's the thing.
Look at Hulk. Hulk smash.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hulk doesn't think.
But yeah, Hulk, but he's fucking smart as shit whenever he's not Hulk.
That's
yeah.
true, though. That's true. The goat man is the Hulk of the cryptid world.
Yeah, I think so. I think now.
And you got to think, like, Bruce Banner is so smart that you got to think that even though the Hulk is so dumb, that he's going to end up, that's going to bleed into his Hulk.
Look at my nerdy little wife.
Yeah.
But it's going to bleed into him. Yeah. Whether the Hulk seems dumb or not, I think there's intelligence there once he turns. Apparently, he just doesn't know how to vocally say it.
Apparently it didn't help out the leprechaun.
No, leprechaun, poor leprechaun. He's in a little red velvet vest.
He tried to give him that gold coin and got kicked in the nuts.
You know what?
Take my gold coin.
The goat man didn't care about that gold coin.
Uh-uh.
He didn't give a shit.
Like, nah, bitch.
He doesn't care about the gold or nothing. He wants revenge.
You know what I think of your goat man being? I'm going to put a movie face to him.
Oh, God.
I'm going to say that he's the black dude from Pulp Fiction.
Samuel Jackson?
There you go. But only he has to be the Pulp Fiction, though, guy. He's got to be the Royale. He's got to be that guy. Like, that's what I think whenever he kicked your leprechaun, he's like, nah, bitch.
So he's the Jules.
Yes, yeah. Or he could, he could be the whatchamacallit guy.
Marcellus?
No, Marcellus is a bitch. I'm just saying.
No, you don't call him. You don't call Marcellus.
No, you don't call him. Man. You know what happened to the last person?
He got raped. He's a bitch. I'm just saying. Okay, so I'm saying Quentin Tarantino.
Way to blame the victim.
Does Marcellus Wallace look like a bitch? Why are you trying to fuck him like
one? He does. Who's that strong and gets that? Nobody. Quentin Tarantino, I'm saying, you know, when he's a body cleanup guy. Your goat man could be a mix between him and Samuel L. Jackson.
Okay, if you say so.
Wow.
I say so.
Just called Marcellus Wallace a bitch, man. You can get a knock at the door. I ain't going to be around for that.
Who's going to mark not Marcellus because he is a bitch?
Golly.
Wouldn't that be freaking hilarious if two guys showed up in those black suits and knocked on your door? Heard you called Marcellus Wallace a bitch.
I did, and it wasn't bad because just saying.
Well, so our next episode of the Monster Madness tournament will be Rudy's monsters. Will you remind us who they are once more?
Yeah, the legendary succubus is going to be the first one.
That's right.
And then we're going to do your favorite, Toby, the Groot slang, the giant half elephant, half snake.
All right.
Spoiler alert. Ugh. Yeah.
Well, I think...
Rope.
Huh?
It's a nope rope.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. The nope ropes. But yeah, that's it for this first round. I can't believe the goat man made it. I'm kind of glad he did though. Now I'm rooting for him because he's our Texas local cryptid.
Oh,
so
don't even.
Yeah, from Denton. Yeah.
No, I mean just because the fur fish. Nobody, everyone's embarrassed to be the fur fish, but I'm pretty sure the fur fish is a local.
We'll find out when we.
He's not really a local, but I'm just saying I'm making him.
He's
a local.
He's local to my heart.
So it's been a year, so I'm pretty sure he's considered a citizen. So
Yeah.
I had him last year, so he's been living for a year.
It takes a few years to get citizenship.
A year, just so you realize,
on y'all's books, but I mean, if you look at everybody else's, it's not that long.
When we talked about the fur fish last, it was probably almost 3 years ago.
Okay, then he's a citizen for sure.
Just because we talked about him in Texas, yeah. So he's from Texas.
Does he have his green card? He's been living in my heart ever since.
Jesus.
Because he better get over here before that wall gets built.
No, he's got that fishing license, bro. That's better.
Fishing license.
Okay, let's end this, guys.
I'm out. I'll see you later.
We'll be back on the next episode for Rudy's champions to duke it out to see who's going to keep going on and move on in this tournament. So thank
hashtag
you.
Hashtag down with the fur fish.
Oh, gosh.
Not down on the fur fish.
No. With.
Hey, and
no one can do my fur fish like Marcellus Wallace, okay? We're going to leave it there.
I want everyone to pick a team, Team Toby, Team Rudy, Team Addison, or Team Kristen.
Oh, I got mine in line. I'm gonna Instagram all y'all right now.
Tag us on Instagram, tag us on Twitter, whatever. But choose which host you want to win.
Well, they got to hear all the details first.
We'll get
there. If you don't hit like and subscribe me at least like 5 times, I'm going to quit the show.
Oh, shut up. Okay.
No one's going to like it and subscribe, just so you know. They're not going to ring your bell for notifications.
Hey, just it so can happen.
Know. No.
Hey, by the way, our Twitter and Instagram is at Secret Transpod. Uh-huh. So go follow us and all that. We have a Facebook page. We have a Facebook group called Secret Transmissions Secret Group. Mm-hmm. Join in. Talk about what you thought of our scoring and everything. And yeah, all that good stuff.
Cool.
So
Goat Man moves to round one.
That's some conspiracy.
Or moves out of round
one. That's a conspiracy in itself.
Yeah. All right. Everyone say goodnight, goodbye, see you later.
Good night. Adios. Goodbye. See you later.
Peace out.
Bye.
Ready to say goodbye, Roger.